Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 584 and three quarters up a quarter. Soft December, 526 up one and a quarter. December corn, 372 up one and three quarters, now up two. March, 384 and three quarters up one and three quarters. July, $4 and three quarters up two and a quarter. November beans, 1026 up five and a half. January, 1026 up six and three quarters. July, 1038 up five. December soybean meal, 385.80 up 1050. December soybean oil, 32.58 down 14. December live cattle, 165.80 up 60. November feeders, 236, 62.5 up 85. December lean hogs, 87.60. They're up 47.5. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you think? Short covering today ahead of the reports Monday?
No, I think if you look at open interest, we've bottomed out on the soybeans, and actually soybean open interest started rising again here yesterday on the price reversal to the upside. Corn open interest has turned up, so a lot of these technical indicators that some of my East Coast fund buddies use have all turned green lights. They started turning green lights back in early October, and they continue to flash buy signals. So I think what you're seeing is some managed money come into this market, and it's probably a good market to buy into because it's clearly climbing the wall of worry. I mean, the grain trade has got everybody so scared to death to buy it. So, I mean, it's really easy to sell it in any market. It's really easy to sell because of big crops and big supply and big ending stocks. That's easy to fade, and I think that's what you're seeing happen here.
So now are we moving into the camp that when it's all said and done, November will have a higher month than October?
Well, that is going to be the question. I mean, so far we're in an inside month. We started out on the downside, and actually this week is an inside week. Now we are climbing back to, with today's advance, we're, you know, within striking distance of an unchanged close or a higher close. So I think it'll be important if you think we're going to go for another leg to the upside, is if we could close out the week higher. I think that would tee up the market then for another push higher into maybe the first week of November, through the crop report. Mm-hmm. The crop report is Monday, so, you know, we probably won't make a new high before that. You don't know, though, but I do think technically this market may want to go a little bit counter-seasonal. You usually kind of turn down in November if you look at average price patterns. But I think everybody's so gog-darn bearish right in here, and farmer seems to be a pretty tight holder of corn, that this thing may do one of those old-fashioned rallies into Thanksgiving. So that's something that I'm keeping my eye on, at least if yesterday's reversal to the upside has some good, strong follow-through here today and tomorrow.
What would be a speed bump along that scenario from Monday's report?
Well, I think what we got to see out of Monday's report would be maybe another downward adjustment in acreage and no big changes in yield. And if we could see, if you'd see a downward adjustment in acres, then maybe whatever increase in yield we get is unchanged, and therefore the supply and the any stocks carryover that the trades want to pencil in just isn't there. And then that would give the market some horsepower to plow on higher, because all that's priced in. I think that's what we're everybody, the short keeps wanting to talk about the big crop, the big ending stocks, and there's no doubt about it, that's scary as the dickens if we have a normal crop next year, but that's still to be determined. But if you look at just a plain old raw chart price action of the monthly reversal to the upside, we should see some follow-through, and if you draw trend lines, the trend lines for me here down here in New Orleans all point toward New York. Not necessarily I want to go there, but they're all in the northeast direction, and that's an uptrend to me.
How does South America play into this equation? Now they're making great progress on how they're getting the crop in the ground. They were behind, but they're beginning to catch up. But the other factor is that the farmer down there is not selling.
Well, they did sell some on the rally, but you know, these prices, you know, depending upon where you're at and everything's mixed, they're not really highly profitable prices. And when you're in a non-profitable price situation, you have a tendency of maybe not adding as many acres as what you think. And I think that's what we're going to see here in the United States. I don't, you know, and I think you may see some of that in Argentina, too, with the financing and Brazil. So we'll have to, you know, see how things play out. And we got a long ways to go before that crop is made as big as what everybody wants to play it.
And this rally will happen, could happen, even though the farmer is the tight holder and much of the grain remains in their hands.
To a certain extent, I think this early it can. Now, once you turn the corner into January, then you begin to get into some, you know, cash flow needs. I mean, the farmer is going to need some cash flow needs, but as a rule, once you get the crop tucked away, it kind of stays tucked away for maybe 30 or 60 days, and I think this is maybe what the market is starting to reflect. But at some point in time, that movement's going to begin to materialize, and then that'll maybe cap off the fall rally. But so far, we've got nice uptrending channels in both corn and soybeans. And yesterday's low kind of went down to that trend line, found support, came back, closed higher. And now today we're following through to the upside. But we do need to, you know, by the time the report comes or after we get through the report, if the report isn't scarily, you know, bearish, then we might be able to punch out those highs that were posted here a week ago. We could maybe take another run at making new highs for the fall rally.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 371 up three quarters. March, 383 and a half up a half. May, 392 and a quarter up a half. July, 399 and a quarter up three quarters. November soybeans, 1025 and three quarters up five and a quarter. January, 1024 and three quarters up five and a half. March, 1029 and a half. Up five and a quarter. Go out to July. It's 10:36 and a quarter, up three and one quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.